Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Scott Arno, the security advocate, one of the top cybersecurity experts on the planet. Scott, I need your website, please.
SecurityAdvocate.com.
TheSecurityAdvocate.com, folks, so check that out. Scott, we're talking about, listen, in this segment, I want you to bring us up to date on where the WannaCry ransomware assault that we had, a month or so ago. Where is that? Is there any residual left from that? Remind people what it was about, and then tell us if there's any residual out there.
Well, WannaCry was a little unusual for ransomware. Ransomware basically is about locking up your data with encryption and then charging you a ransom to get it back, at least in theory. WannaCry was unusual because it was what's called a worm. Normally, these things will come to you like an email or something. You click on it, it infects your computer, locks it up. Now, a worm automatically spreads itself around a system. This in particular used what's called a protocol for Microsoft called SMB Server Message Block. It was version 1, which it's been quote-unquote deprecated, so it's not really in use anymore, and Microsoft has been advising people to turn it off for years. Not everybody did. And what this did, they're still not 100% sure what Agent Zero was, but as it got into systems, it wasn't spreading via email, like it wasn't a phishing attack. It was actually automatically spreading anywhere this system was open and accepting anything related to this SMB, server message block, protocol. It would automatically just spread. This is why it spread so quickly, because it wasn't relying on any humans to open anything. Once it started, it just kept going and going and going. And it actually was only stopped by accident by a young British security researcher who happened to find a kill switch. Nowadays, what we have is, okay, the kill switch is in place. Now, there was an update put out for the software that would have stopped this thing from working. The update was put out in March. The infection happened in May. The problem you ran into here is a lot of people didn't put the update in place, either because they just didn't get around to it or some part of their system might not have worked well with the update, whatever the reason was, and this is how the infection worked. This is why it came out so quickly. Nowadays, it's theoretically gone, but it's not. There were a couple of high-profile cases where it popped out in the last week. I believe it was June 18th. A Honda facility, a production facility out in Japan, actually closed for a day because they had gotten infected. It's suspected they may have accidentally blocked the sort of kill switch, because the kill switch is actually a thing online that this attack basically finds that thing online and automatically stops working. If they blocked it, it'll come up again. Now, there were also a bunch of traffic cameras, believe it or not, speed cameras out in Australia, which also got hit. And keep in mind, anytime you see one or two stories on this, you know they're just a fraction of what's happening. The problem you run into with something like this is all we're talking about here with this worm or whatever, that's just the delivery system. So what can be changed?
So anything could be, you could have anything strapped on its back next time.
Yeah, it could. That's the thing. They can take this and tweak it. It could be turned into a phishing
campaign. And the thing I want to say is that is that this was ransomware, which is basically bad guys saying, okay, let's do business, but on my terms. And you give them their money, and they typically went away. But the next guy that brings the worm in could say, you know what? I'm not into business. I'm just into mayhem. I'm just going to format all your hard drives. And so when the worm gets in there, it's a Zeppo.
Well, a lot of times what they'll do is, I mean, the thing about WannaCry, the reason it got in the news so much was that it was sort of like an elephant running around in a china shop. It was breaking stuff, and it was hard to miss. A lot of stuff like this isn't so big or so loud. You never hear it in the first place. It just gets in. And the thing that was used by WannaCry was this exploit, which was nicknamed Eternal Blue, came out of the National Security Agency. There was recently a piece came out where a related thing from the National Security Agency, even worse, called Double Pulsar, was used to break into some very secure systems, and it was only discovered by accident. So naturally the thought is, wait a minute, if we're just accidentally discovering this, who's not even noticing that they're being intruded upon? And who has this? The problem is, since these things were released out in, you know, out in public effectively, we don't have any control over who's using it against
who. Do we know how much damage the WannaCry did to small business?
Not as yet. I mean, I think they're still tabulating that.
Really?
In fact, I think, what was it, something like 300,000 or 400,000 companies in like 90 different countries?
Mm-hmm.
Because it mostly focused on Windows 7, oddly enough.
Hmm.
Windows XP is older, but
which is what I
really
have.
I use
Windows 7.
As long as it's patched and as long as it isn't open to this SMB thing, you're generally pretty safe.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, Scott, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for the good reports today. We appreciate it very much. Will you come back? Keep us posted on all the things that are going on out there and come back soon.
I'll see if I can be more fun next time. Have a
now,
great day.
Great
it's great
today.
To be here.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out that website. You're going to want to know what he's up to. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.